ABC Listen.
From Ecuador to Estonia and Ukraine to Uruguay, brace yourself for another installment of the greatest race of all time. Welcome to the Dino Dome! The dome is where prehistoric pairs race, and it's a little different this time. It's another knockout competition, but our racers are flying the flags of their home countries because it's the Dino Dome World Cup! This season's competitors will be racing across the globe, anywhere from ghoulish ghost towns to slippery ski slopes. Anything goes in the Dino Dome. I'm your host, Amanda Shalala, and I'm here with the Mesozoic Master himself, the Dino Dome Factosaurus, Tim Richards.
Oh, I love the World Cup. Unfortunately, Australia's been knocked out, but I'm as keen as a Kentrosaurus to see who's racing next.
Let's get ready to roar!
From the Late Cretaceous, as long as a small car and as heavy as a rhinoceros, it's a dome debut for this prehistoric sea turtle. From the United States of America, say howdy to Arcola. From the Pliocene epoch, as tall as a school desk and as heavy as a mountain bike, it's also dome debut for this racer, the giant rabbit from Spain. Say hola to Neurologus.
A turtle and a rabbit? Not exactly dinosaurs, Tim.
No, but prehistoric mega beasts in their own right, and possibly the weirdest matchup we've ever had in the dome.
Neura the bunny is obviously going to be faster on land. I think I'll go for her. Ole, 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 Spain!
And Ark the turtle will be better in water. I'll go for the American, but it's going to come down to the landscape.
Let's check where they're racing.
I see buildings. Very tall buildings.
It's a city next to a river.
Whoa, check out those billboards and bright lights.
It looks like Times Square.
Over there, it's the Empire State Building.
And the Statue of Liberty.
It's New York City.
The big rabbit and the big turtle are racing in the Big Apple. That's what they call New York City. Don't ask me why.
If they can make it here, they can make it anywhere.
Well, they'll start uptown and make their way through the traffic to the neon lights of Times Square. Then they'll conquer the Empire State Building and head across the river to the finish line at Lady Liberty.
It's a mix of land and water. Perfect for today's terrestrial and aquatic races.
On your marks.
Get set. Races go!
Neura is first off the line and into the traffic. Just a reminder, there are no humans on the course, so these are self-driving cars.
I still have that New York impatience, though.
Ark is sliding along on the footpath. Those flippers don't seem designed for cement.
Oh, you're right. They're great for swimming. But I'm worried this is going to be over in a New York minute if Ark doesn't hurry up and find some water.
She'll be okay. Think of the tortoise and hare story. Slow and steady wins the race.
She's a turtle, not a tortoise, and this ain't no folk tale. It's the Dino Dome.
Neura's plodding? between yellow taxis. Be careful, Bunny.
Yes. Unlike modern-day rabbits, Nura can't hop.
What?
It's because of her short, stiff spine and her big, splayed feet. They're designed for digging, not leaping.
Great. I'm going for a non-hopping rabbit. And now she's stopped altogether to stare at this double-decker bus.
It's the hop-on, hop-off bus. And Nura's hopping, stepping on.
Ooh, smart, Nura. You can catch the bus downtown.
It looks like Ark, the Titanic turtle, is taking a break.
Is that a hole in the ground?
It's the entrance to the subway, the city's underground train system. Oh, Ark is sliding down the stairs.
We're going to need a camera down there.
Well, here's the train. I don't know what Ark is planning here. She won't fit inside a carriage. She's too wide.
Maybe she wants to go subway surfing?
She won't be able to climb on the roof with those flippers.
Ark is ripping the doors off the carriage.
She has a powerful hooked beak and jaws built for crushing prey.
She didn't get the memo about not fitting. Ark has squeezed her shell onto the carriage.
Next stop, Columbus, sir. We stand clear of the closing doors.
Turtle power!
Let's head back above ground to check on Nura.
The bus has reached Times Square. Nura's hopping, stepping off.
She looks like a rabbit caught in the headlights.
Well, she basically is. Nura has smallish eyes and ears. She's from an island with no real predators, so she's never needed great sight and hearing. But these flashing lights are an assault to her limited senses.
While Nura gets her bearings, let's check on Ark.
Next up, Times Square.
Ark has made it. She's dragging herself across the subway platform and up the stairs.
Welcome to the centre of the universe, Ark.
Really? That's what they call Times Square?
It's a bit show-offy, I guess.
Speaking of show-offy, Nura seems to have gone inside that theatre.
I've always thought Dino Dome should be on Broadway.
Can we get a camera in there too?
Nura's on the stage.
Well, I wonder if she's starring in a hip-hop production.
She can't hop, remember?
No, I thought that was a good one. All right, Nura, enough of this bunny business. Out of here and back on course, please.
Nura's exiting stage left as Ark makes her way towards the Empire State.
This building has 102 floors. We could be here all week if our racers decide to climb the stairs.
I have an idea.
Land the carrot. I repeat, land the carrot.
What was that?
Don't you worry. Both racers have entered the foyer of the Empire State Building.
Is Ark sliding downstairs?
You're gonna miss out on a great view, Turtle.
Nura's nose is twitching. Amanda, is that a bunch of carrots in the elevator?
How did they get there?
Well, even prehistoric rabbits like carrots, they've lured Nura into the elevator.
While Nura heads to the observation deck, let's check what Ark is doing in the basement.
Ark has gone deeper than the basement. She's found the old wreck.
The what?
It's the name of an underground stream. The Empire State Building was built on top of it.
Whoa, now Ark can swim her way through the rest of the course.
Well, exactly. This stream should pop out in the Hudson. Ark will just need to swim across the river to the finish line on Liberty Island.
The finish line is at the Statue of Liberty, Tim.
And the statue is on Liberty Island, in the mouth of the Hudson River.
What? How is my non-hopping rabbit going to get across a river to an island?
Anything goes in the Dino Dome.
Nura's at the top of the building. Time to come down.
Oh, she's munching on her carrots and enjoying the view.
Take a good look around with those not-so-good eyes, Nura. You need to figure out how to get to the Statue of Liberty.
Nura's heading back to the ground floor. Let's check on Ark.
It's a bit dark and scary down there.
Ark doesn't mind. She's swimming happily below the city streets. It's almost like another world.
Do you reckon Ark knew about that stream because she's American?
No. Ark lived here when there was a huge inland sea in the middle of the country. And obviously, no buildings or...
Skunks!
Huh?
Skunks! There! Nura's back on the street and surrounded by skunks!
These little creatures are drawn to food sources in the city like, well, garbage.
Nura just knocked over a bin. Or should that be trash cans?
Uh-oh. This could be bad for the bunny. The skunks have sprayed Nura. It's like a rotten egg smell they release from their butts.
I know some humans who do that.
It's a defense mechanism. The skunks thought Nura and the crashing bin were a threat.
Keep moving, Nura. You're almost to the river.
Well, the problem is, Nura relies a lot on her ability to smell. The skunk pong could be throwing her off course.
She's popped out of the stream and into the river.
It's just a short swim across the water to the finish line at the Statue of Liberty.
Nura's reached the river's edge. It's no use. The turtle's going to win.
Move out of the way, Ferry. You're blocking our view of the turtle.
Nura's hopped. You know what I mean. Onto the ferry.
Come on, she's already taken a bus trip today.
Well, I've caught the subway too, remember? Fair's fair.
All right, we've got Ark in the water swimming to Liberty Island.
With Nura just behind her on the ferry.
Well, surely the US president wouldn't approve of the non-American being assisted to the Statue of Liberty on a ferry.
No politics allowed in the dome, Tim.
I knew this would happen. Ark couldn't hold her breath forever. She's had to come up for air. No! The boat's reached Liberty Island!
The ferry's edged in front! Nura's hopping!
Stepping!
Onto the land!
Ark has reached the island too!
But it's too late!
Winner!
Nura the Rabbit has waddled her way over to Lady Liberty. It's Spain through to the next round of the Dino Dome World Cup.
Can we get Amanda on that ferry for the medal presentation while I run our domers through an action replay? You record a bus downtown while Ark took the subway. Nura made a cameo on Broadway before both races visited the Empire State Building. Ark found an underground stream to take her to the river, while Nura went on a carrot-assisted elevator ride before being sprayed by street skunks. Ark made it to the river first, but Nura caught a ferry to make it to the Statue of Liberty, where she won the race.
Thanks, Tim. That ferry really is efficient. I'm here on Liberty Island with the medal for Nura.
What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't get close to her. She smells like skunk.
Ah, well, there's your consolation prize, Ark. You don't stink.
And we're now done with round one of the Dino Dome World Cup. Spain will join India, Argentina and China in round two. Who will take the coveted trophy in the grand final?
No dinosaurs were harmed in the making of Dino Dome, as they're all extinct. Therefore, all sounds were made by animals and people, including dolphins, cats, parrots, sheep, and otters. Yes, otters.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.